Now we're going to talk about one of the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes of all time, and one particular recipe for it that exploded in popularity right here on WGN. Marianne, good morning. You want to tell the story?
Good morning, Bob. About 10 years ago, as you recall, we were doing a radio show together right here on WGN. And then you started talking about how you were looking forward to Thanksgiving this year, you know, that year, I mean, because not just because we were hosting the party, but because you were going to not be able to get enough of the side dish that I had made the year before, because the year before I had made it, and it was so popular that your nephews were getting seconds before you even got a chance to get some.
Yeah, I kept trying
complaining about that, remember?
Yeah, I was trying to butt in line in front of them at the buffet table. Not only is this a side dish, it's also, I think, an appetizer, a main dish, and a dessert.
Yes, and when we talked about this corn casserole on the radio, and when you described it just the way you did right now, it really hit a nerve, and the phones blew up. Everybody seemed to want the recipe or had their own version of the recipe of corn casserole, and I still to this day get requests for it on my SavvyPlanet.com website. And that's where I post all my recipes, and it's in there. And in fact, it was the recipe that led me to start what is now my Savvy Planet website.
And it's become part of our Thanksgiving family dinner, wherever it is. Marianne brings the corn casserole, and now she's asked to bring two or three of them, aren't you?
I know. And you have to make it the day of, so I spend the whole day making corn casserole, usually. But I do have to give credit to my friend Amy, whom I met when I first moved to Chicago. And one day, right before Thanksgiving, she scribbled this super easy recipe on a napkin, and she said, mix these six ingredients and bake it for the best side dish you're ever going to have. And I'm telling you, it was like magic. The kids couldn't get enough of it, and when you tasted it, neither could you.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay, let's get to the recipe. All I know is I've seen you throw many sticks of butter into a bowl. Maybe that's why it tastes so good.
Exactly. And to your point, it is definitely not the healthiest thing you're going to eat. It's creamy, savory, sweet, and delicious all at once. I've heard from people who have made a lot of different variations of this. In fact, I have a couple of different variations on the website. You can add jalapeno peppers or onions or bacon, you name it. But seriously, you don't need more than these six ingredients.
Okay. What's the recipe? And go slow so people can write this down.
The six ingredients are sour cream, cream corn, whole corn, eggs, butter, Jiffy, or any corn muffin mix. Just those six ingredients. And the directions are super easy. Just mix everything together, place it in a casserole dish, and cook it uncovered for 45 minutes. And by the way, I know this is not a new dish. From so many people we've heard from, it's obvious that everybody has their own version of this, but this is the one that blew up on the phones on WGN and continues to generate so many comments every year, and it's also the one that you love.
When you mentioned Jiffy corn muffin mix, it reminds me of the year we talked about this, and by the time I got to the store, they were sold out, and I went to another store, same thing, no more Jiffy. A coincidence? I don't think so.
Well, you give me a lot of credit, but it could be that everybody just buys corn muffin mix during this time of year. Anyway, be sure to pick up all your ingredients early because things do fly off the shelves.
Yep, and there's a demonstration video people can watch, right?
Yeah, direct from our kitchen. If you go to savvy-planet.com and look for the corn casserole recipe, scroll down and you'll see us in the kitchen making it. And you can also follow me on TikTok, where I made it to the tune of your new favorite artist, Bob, Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
She's not so new, but she's new to you. My TikTok is @savvy_planet.
And we'll get it all posted at WGNradio.com later. How many corn casseroles are you making this year?
Well, how many do you want to eat? I think we have a pretty large gathering with your family.
Do me a favor. Tell them you're making two, but make three and leave one at home.
Okay.
I want one now. The world-famous corn casserole. Thank you, Marianne.
Thanks, Bob.